Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parsha Shalach, of course, is known as the Parsha of the Meraglim, and rightfully so, because the Maaseh Meraglim is one of the certainly major events in the Hisgalgulus of Klal Yisrael, not just an event that affected Klal Yisrael, but an event that changed the whole Mahus of the Dor HaMidbar. And certainly that's the Ikar. However, there are other parts of the parasha, and there is, appropriately so, some nechama to Klal Yisrael. The effect of the Baruch Hu punishes is always followed by a period of nechama. And we find the following. In this week's parasha, following the Maaseh Meraglim, we have the parasha of the Nesachim. If you're not careful, you don't even realize it's the parasha of Nesachim. It looks like a parasha of Karbanis. It mentions Karbanis. It mentions the Menachis, and it mentions the Nesachim. A person who's astute will realize that really what's happening here is the adding of the Nesachim. The parasha of the Karbanis is already mentioned. The parasha of the Menachis I've already mentioned. And it's the parasha of the Nesachim that's really new at this point. It doesn't really seem to belong here. Seems really to belong in the in Sefer Vayikra together with the rest of the mitzvahs that happen at the Mishkan at the Beis Hamikdash. There's a different karbanas. What is here that's new? So the next issue is the Ramban. The Ramban says it's coming to tell us a chizuk. The parasha begins that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying that when you will come to Eretz Yisrael, it's actually an unusual lashon. First, you point out it's an unusual lashon. It's a lashon that sort of tells Klal Yisrael, you will come. Be confident, you will come to Eretz Yisrael. Don't think that these stories are going to keep on happening. Who knows when we'll get there? You will come to Eretz Yisrael. And then the Nesachim are here. Why are they here? Because interestingly enough, says the Ramban, there were no Nesachim in the Midbar. Perhaps the Korban Tamid, he says, but otherwise there were none. And he brings a proof from the Nesiim. At the end of Parshas Naaseh, we read over and over the Kaf Achasas Armalei Keteres. Let's do a Keteres. You learn Shlosh Yomei Akora Achas Kesef V'Shivim Hamizuk Echad Kol Kesef Akelim Apayim V'Arba Meir Shekel Akash. You read about the Kelim that they brought, and they were Malayim Silas. They were not filled up with Nesachim. They were filled up with Silas. So that, if you look at the Tal Nesiim, if you don't take the moment to notice it, there is no mention of Nesachim. The reason is that Nesachim is something that started only when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. It's a separate mitzvah. It's not part of the Guf HaKarban. It's a mitzvah that goes along with the Karban. The reason that it's mentioned here, Challah is mentioned here, is because these mitzvahs are naig when you go into Eretz Yisrael. So Dr. Ramban, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give a nechama to Klal Yisrael. So right after he told Klal Yisrael the Maaseh Meraglim was going to cause a tzara for 40 years, he told them, but Kisavayu Alaretz, Klal Yisrael will ultimately come in to Ratzenu HaKadosh. These are Divrei Nechama. Of course, the end of the parasha has the parasha of the Tzitzis, something we're familiar with. We say every day, V'yam HaShem HaMai Shalemer, Dabalim Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleihem, V'yamarta, not V'yamarta. Amarta means, and you said to them, V'yamarta, and you shall say to them, mentioning that properly with the accent on the tough changes the meaning. Anyway, etc. So this is the end of the parasha. Now there seemed to be something out of order. It says, Vaya lechem letzitzis, uri'isem isai, zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem. Why do we have tzitzis? Zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem. He should remind you of the mitzvahs, the tzitzis are meramis to the 613 mitzvahs. The order is out of order. The chartem is a mitzvah to remember the good things. like the surah chilavav hanechem is to rid your hearts of negative thoughts. So it seems to be out of order. You really, if you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to drive away the negative thoughts. You have thoughts of achrei nechem, thoughts of pritzus, or thoughts of minus. You got to get rid of it. Once you get rid of it, so then you put in what's good. The schaitem is called mitzvah Hashem. So when the person is plagued by thoughts of minus, Avchem Rashi says minus. So if he curses, you can start to serve Hashem. You got to rub away the rust, and then you paint it over again. It seems to be totally out of order. This seems to be one more remez to something that the yisoid in serving Hashem. The yisoid of Hashem, serving Hashem, is kadesh or rechatz. Even though normally you have to wash the rust or the dirt away from something and then paint it, here, Adam nifal kafi pulase. What it says in the chinuch, Adam nifal kafi pulase. A person is affected by what he does. Meaning to say, don't wait till you're inspired and then undertake something new in Avodas Hashem. Don't wait till you're inspired and then you're going to go to Mishmar and then you're going to go to Vesikin. No. You have to jump right in. You have to start doing it. When you start doing it, the actions inspire the person. They make the person moved and inspired to the things that he does. Don't wait for the machshava to be clear and then do. You got to do first. So the message here is, even though logically, you got to get rid of the old before you do the new. You should know, it's up to Torah, that a human being, Adam nifal kafi pulasai, you jump in and do it. If you jump in and do it, it'll have an effect on you. Now, if you do Nourishkeit, of course, you can stand on your head for a week. It's not going to change the way you think. But a person who connects to Emes, a person who connects an Aveda, the person who connects to something of great significance, then when a person does it, Adam Nifak, if people love it, the person is affected by that which he does. So a person has to do first. And once he jumps in and does, he will find that the inspiration follows. So Zechartem is called Mitzvah Hashem, Basi Samai Sam. Don't wait till you get rid of the bad. Do it. Don't say, I'm a hypocrite. Here I am following my eyes in places they don't belong. And now I'm going to go and I'm going to daven Vesikin. Now I'm going to go and stay up a little night with Mishmar. It's hypocritical. How could that be? The answer is, never mind hypocritical. You do what you have to do. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do it. And then, Adam Nifal Bifi Kefi Pul Lasai. Today in psychology, this is a new school of psychology. The idea that a person does and then is affected is something that's been recognized. The cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy is really Adam Nifal Kefi Pul Lasai. What it really means is be aware and do things. When you do things, then it will follow. Then the appreciation of it will follow. The consistency, the Menuchas HaNefesh will follow. That's what it is. Because other than Nifak, if you pull us, it's a very important message in a person's life. Don't wait until you're inspired. Yeah, people wait their whole lives until they're inspired. So my point being, topic number one is that the Karbanis Nesvi Parasha don't belong here. The answer is the Chizuk. Topic number two is that it's out of order. It's a Chartem. And then Laisasuru. The answer is it's a Chizuk. There's one more thought that needs a beer. With commanded in the Parasha to make tzitzis, it'll come to tzitzis, you should have tzitzis. Now, the Gemara actually says regarding a person's tzitzis that the tzitzis are comprised of two parts. Of the gedilim, of the knots and the winding, and the tzitzis, which are the hanging, v'ikacheni mitzitzis roishi, it says in Yecheskel Parakhes. Tzitzis are hanging strings, and then shlish gedil, the Gemara says, in Menachas Lamed Tesemet Aleph. The tzitzis should be one-third tied and wound, tied together, and two-thirds open. Shlish gedil, shnei shlishim should be the tzitzis, the parts that are hanging, as they state in the Gemara. Gedilim tasa lecha. It says in Sefer Devarim, Gedilim Tasalacha. And this is Parsha, it says Tzitzis, it talks about Tzitzis. L'chayr, it's always Gedilim and Tzitzis. Now, it's not Mahakib, one third Gedilim and two thirds Tzitzis. But L'maisi, you have to have both. You have to have some Gedil and some Tzitzis. So the question is why they're mentioned separately. So Rav Moshe in the Koram is quoted as saying, and I hope I'm saying this over correctly as to what he meant, is that the tzitzis are the many parts of Torah where a person can do things this way or that way. Tzitzis fly in all directions. Why? Because Demaram is on the parts of Avedis Hashem which a person can do it. A person could be working and do a Kiddush and perform a Kiddush Hashem, be Zorin his mitzvahs. That's one derech. A person can be a Rebbe, could be teaching. A person can be a doctor and helping people all day. There are many different ways of going. Those are the tzitzis. The tzitzis are only good if they're connected to the Gedilim. The Gedilim are tight. They're the part that stays close to home. If you want, you go into the world, you want to be influenced, you should know. You have to stay close to home, close to the Gedilim. So you have the bottom third Gedilim, the top two thirds are the tzitzis that fly all over. We call them tzitzis. The Kayach of tzitzis, the Kayach of Ischachus in Avedis Hashem. But all Kayach of Ischachus has to be rooted in the solid part, which is the remez of the knots of the chulyas that are there. I should mention Agav, it's only ma'akiv to have knots, one chulya and then again a knot. That's also ma'akiv, but still we do it in a way that's a third gedilim. And so, three things in the parsha seem to be out of place: the sachim, the order of uschartem, and and of course the fact that Gedilim I mentioned separately, Tzitzis I mentioned separately, is very interesting. If I say the Tzitzis themselves are an Avodah, the Gedilim themselves are an Avodah. One last thought. Abzeben writes very beautifully in his Torah L'mayadim. This parasha, beginning with this parasha, begins with spies and ends with spies. What? Where? Yesuru is Eretz Kanan. Yesuru is Lashon of spying. It ends with another lashon of spying. Don't spy. Well, it doesn't mean don't spy, but it means don't follow the derech of levatchem v'achrei nechem. It ends with yasuru. Begins with yasuru. Ends with yasuru. Ah, halavai. We should see a yitzhar is a spy. They don't belong here. Ah, halavai. We get rid of them easily. And with that, I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos mevarchin. Of course, we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It will be a wonderful Shabbos for one and all, with our minds on the Chenu B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, need a Shmira, Mirat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Dayenu to all of the war, and Mezes Hashem, we should have a time of peace, prosperity, and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May all of us, Emes, return to Rabbi Shalom. A good Shabbos to one and all.